Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Jorgen Leth and Andrea Kerfurt from the Film Music for Black Pigeons. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a cinematic documentary about jazz musicians that was shot over a huge length of time, right? 14 years. So you follow Jacob Brough for 14 years, the composer, and how your idea of the film changed throughout this very long period?
Yeah.
If it did, I don't know, maybe it didn't.
It did change a couple of times.
Just a couple.
Jorgen and I, we started working on the film in 2015, and we went on a tour with Jacob Brough and some of the other musicians. It was in the Arctic region. So we went to Greenland, Faroe Islands, Iceland, and we shot a lot of footage with them and some beautiful scenes. But when we looked at the footage, we felt that it wasn't quite what we wanted to do. So we had to invent a new form for the film. And together with the editor, Adam Nilsson, we created a more catalog form, also inspired by Jorgen's previous films, where you don't have a story going from A to B, but you have a chain of strong scenes and strong moments with the various characters.
Actually, the documentary is a film about music and how music is created and how the world of music is embedded in these people that you meet. It's not a classic documentary form. Instead, well, I met a person, I asked him questions, and then, you know, it's more like the questions are fluidly integrated into the music. Music is the first thing, right?
Yeah, and then observation. It's an observational film. We like to see what's happening. And we knew that these musicians could inspire each other, and we learned it very well during the filming, that something happened out of nothing, almost. So it's a film about the creative process.
Yeah.
It's a documentation of a certain creative process. If you put people together, that they did, it's not a forced adventure, but they were very good together, and they developed together, and the music was coming out of this strange meeting.
Actually, there is a lot of music in the film, and there is a lot of unexpected music coming up. It's like, I think, like if you let the camera roll and you just wait to see what's going to happen when they meet. Was it like this?
Exactly, that was the idea.
Uh-huh.
I knew we had a lot of confidence in Jacob, who's a creative person. And a friend, and who is working with art in general. So we felt we're in good hands here.
Yeah.
And something happens. And then when I heard the great names who were participating, I thought, well,
yeah, exactly.
It's going to be an interesting experience. And that's how we saw it all the way, as an interesting experience that we were part of, in a way.
And so how much, I mean, I'm curious about a technical question. How many hours of material did you have to choose from? Because it must have been like, man, a lot,
yeah,
I think.
I don't think we ever counted, actually.
No. You were too afraid there were too many.
Yeah. To begin with, we shot a lot of hours. But then when we knew what we were going for, we became more selective. Mm-hmm. And it was like, in the final stage of the film, it was like everything we shot came right into the film. So in a way, we discovered the form of the film along the way. But we like to see the film as well as a musical piece. It's composed almost like a piece of music.
As Jorgen said, names included in this film are huge, are enormous, like gigantic musicians. Mm. They made the history of jazz music too.
Yeah.
And each one of them has a different shows and or tells us a different approach to how they behave with music, how they feel music. Is there something that you learn out of this film that you, while talking with these people and following this?
Of course you learn a lot from the creative process that you're watching, and you feel you're into it. You're trying to explain for yourself and for the audience in the next phase what's happening here. How are they coming from A to C, etc. So that's an interesting experience for us as filmmakers, and also to be together with musicians who are so creative. It's a process that's filmed. And I'll repeat that. It's a creative process. That's the plot of the film.
One last question. Is the film is has become, unfortunately, a tribute to many musicians that you filmed that are not with us anymore. Did this losses influence the editing? Did you change something in the movie in order to make tribute to some of them?
Yeah, we wanted to show in the film how, even when some of the legendary musicians pass away, how their music lives on in the world, on records, of course, but also in the younger musicians. So Jacob, who played with all these fantastic musicians, he carries the heritage from them inside of him, and when he plays, he channels some of the things.
He passes on the message, heritage, yeah.
And I think that's a very beautiful statement about life. And we didn't want to end the film on a sad note, but more like a life affirming note, that the music lives on, and these musicians are still with us somehow.
And they are, absolutely. Mm. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Jorgen Leth, and Andreas Kerford for the film Music for Black Pigeons here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.